Namaste. Today I wanted to talk about contemplation because something has been coming up with the Sangha in general. And usually when it's come up a couple of times during the week, it's helpful to talk about in that way. So we have come to see over the time, or coming to see the time that we've been using this contemplation technique of asking, is this really true? That whatever we're holding on to inside, some kind of belief, is not causing my experience, but reflecting as our experience in and as our life. So if there is a belief within me that I'm not safe, then that will be reflecting as the experiences I'm having. And as I begin to contemplate this question, is this true, that I'm not safe? My experiences will begin to also reflect my ability to move beyond this idea, or my lack of ability to keep believing I'm not safe. It's very true, the idea. It feels very true if I am a separate being, alone in the world, and trying to make my way through this finite existence to a point at the end of it where I cease to exist. Of course, that's going to feel really, really true. And it's going to govern my whole life in the background, even if I'm not aware of it. And so as we start to transcend these ideas by questioning them, seeing them, then we'll begin to experience a freedom in our intimacy, and a joy and a peace in our everyday relationships and our world. But some of these patterns, some of these beliefs have been with us for such a long time. And we have brought them from our previous physical body incarnation into this one. And who knows how long they've been going on for. And because we've brought these ideas in to this lifetime, I'm not safe, I'm not good enough, I can't get what I want, we've never really known this human life without them. And so certain parts of our existence, as far as we can remember, certain relationships, maybe with our parents, with our siblings, and then with our own children, with our co-workers, with our friends, or with our finances, whatever, wherever it's playing out. We've never known that aspect of our life without this belief in the way. So we've never known real abundance of peace, joy, and love in that. And so because we've never experienced it any different, we have come to accept that that's just the way life is, that this is the way my life is, or some kind of belief saying that it's never going to improve, it's never going to get any better. And when I looked at certain parts of my own life, there were certain areas of it, my relationship with my children, my relationship with my siblings, relationship with my parents, my relationship with my awakening, the way I felt about my awakening, the way I felt about my finances, my ability to earn enough money to pay the bills and have a little bit of spare each month. Many areas, really, almost all of them, there was this sense of powerlessness, this sense of hopelessness. And it wasn't a strong emotion felt every day. It was more like a sense of when something would go wrong in my life, so there wasn't enough money, or there'd be a challenge with one of my children, or they were going through something, or I was going through something in my awakening process, and it didn't go the way I wanted it to. There was this, here we go again, feeling this heavy resignation, this feeling of powerlessness, the sense that nothing was ever going to change, that this was never going to get any better. And I just kind of had to batten down the hatches, weather the storm, prepare for the worst, just get through it. And this has continued throughout my life in certain areas. I mean, it's gone from nearly every area of my life now as I've seen it come up. But this sense of reverting back to life as a separate being, where I'm powerless to affect any change over anything, And I've just gotten so used to my life being this way that it's been going on for lifetimes, maybe, certainly all this lifetime here, this way, that I can't even begin to believe it could ever change or want anything different or imagine anything different. I can't really begin to project into the future around it. And if I do, it's only more of the same. So just, it might be helpful to take a look at your life and see, where is your life not growing, not changing, not moving towards abundance? Inner abundance of wisdom, knowledge, knowledge of the self, with capital S, not sort of mental knowledge. Recognition of your infiniteness, I should say, brings an abundance of peace and eventually joy and love and all of those things, bliss. But also should begin to reflect more as an abundance of things outside, out there, because out there, it's only a mirror image of in here, because it isn't really an out there and in here. So abundance in here, all the ways we want to feel and all things we want to experience, begins to reflect as all the things, relationships we want to have, the career, the finances, the awakening, everything. So where is that not happening for you? And what is it that routinely happens? certain thing happens with another being, a certain conversation, an argument, a situation that's going on with another being that's close to you, that you just feel this is never going to improve. There's no way it can improve. And of course, that feels very, very true as a separate being. But as the divine self, as the noumenon, as the infinite awareness, as the omnipotent being, is that still true? Can this still stay the same? And mustn't it begin to change? When we begin to expect change, no matter what the world says about any situation, there can be change. The only thing that we're ever controlled by is our own attitudes, these subtle attitudes that really are showing us, if we look, that our deeper beliefs, a real sense of powerlessness and an acceptance, a resignation, a okay, well, this is how it is and let's just get on with it type of feeling. So where is that playing in your life? And I noticed this myself when something would happen in my life and there was this kind of grit my teeth, roll my sleeves up and get through it situation. Excuse me, got to put my phone on silent. There we go. There was this kind of sense that I've just got to get through this. There's nothing else that I can do to achieve any. There's nothing that I can do to change this at all. I've just got to ride this out, see this through. And maybe this person's financial, physical, mental, health, all of those, whatever we're struggling with ourselves or in someone else in our life, it's never going to improve. You see that feeling deeply down inside, deep inside. And I'm asking you to challenge that. It's a very old way of looking at something because of the endless history of this experience. We've come into this lifetime, we haven't known miracles, which is really just the abundance manifesting on the outer level. The highest thing that can show up in any moment does when it's not shaped by our human thoughts, when it's not limited by our human perspectives and attitudes. So where do you feel that change is impossible? And are you willing to question that? And even just to see and to keep seeing that this belief has been running my life and the being involved here. Both of us have this belief. I'm the one that can recognize it because I'm more conscious than this other being currently. And I understand more about how all this works. So I can make a change, allow, facilitate a change for both of us by believing in what this other person can't believe right now. They might feel just as we do that it's never going to get any better. So looking at your life in this way, you begin to uncover these areas where these really sort of heavy karmic patterns are stuck. Only stuck because we haven't yet seen. We have not been conscious yet. We are unconscious so far as to what the attitude is that's prevailing within us that is perpetuating as this experience over and over again, more of the same. And without any self-blame, it's not that my attitude of hopelessness in here is affecting this being out there, because that's in separation. It's our attitudes together. All humanity has this attitude of powerlessness at some place in their life. Aren't we all experiencing that right now on a global scale? A sense of hopelessness that we can't wake up in time, that we can't make the changes in time on this planet that need to be made in order to allow us to move to a place where we can love and protect this planet rather than damaging it. So even on that scale, this belief is playing. And as each one individual body-mind vehicle begins to move beyond this, something powerful is going to happen. But starting closer with our own sense of our life and where we feel it can't change. And then really questioning that, why is that so? Why do I feel that way? Why am I so sure it has to just stay like this? And even just to see this belief playing out in my life was such a relief, because I just kind of accepted on some level that my life here would never get any better, in this area at least. And for me at the time, it was a huge thing because it was playing pretty much everywhere in my life. Most especially with awakening, the sense that it was just never going to happen and there was no way and no hope and therefore no point in desiring. And the despair and the hopelessness that kind of sat inside my soul with that idea was so painful that it was a wonder, you know, I could motivate myself to do any practice. With the grace of the self, of course, these things are revealed and we begin to move beyond them. So I'm challenging you really just to look at your life and see where this is affecting you. Is there someone dependent on you that you need to help? Is there something going on with your own body, with your own finances, some area of your awakening or your whole awakening where you feel it's just never going to get any better? And we really feel justified in that belief because we've had all these experiences of same Groundhog Day over and over again. But as we begin to see the power that we really are, this infinite power appearing as a human being, that we can infinitely experience this idea again and again and again as our lives. But we don't have to keep experiencing it. We can begin to move beyond it right now just by seeing that this is playing out in my life, in my awakening, in my relationship with my parents, in my relationship with whoever, everyone maybe sometimes. In my ability to find the right, Mr. or Mrs. Right, or the right job, the right teacher, the right teaching, who knows, everywhere sometimes. And being willing to question that, just because it's always been so, doesn't mean it's true. And it's certainly not true for the infinitely powerful self. Miracles happen when we begin to question these set ways of thinking, these long prevailing attitudes that we've come here with. And this is the purpose of these beautiful body-mind vehicles, is to be able to see these beliefs playing out as our lives, as our relationships, and begin to move beyond them. So have a look at your life and don't be afraid to wish for change and to believe it's possible. We're here to move beyond limitation, to move back into freedom. And it is our time. And that time is now. Thank you. Namaste.